Here we go. Hey, friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I have one of my all-time favorite guests on the show, and that is Dr. Chari. She is my personal medical doctor. I don't have anything wrong with me, but she is also an integrative specialist. And in fact, Dr. Chari, why don't you introduce yourself and tell our viewers exactly what you do? And we're going to dive into all of your knowledge, wisdom, and tips and techniques for detoxing naturally and safely. So please take it away.
Thank you, Peggy, and thank you for inviting me here today. As always, it's such a pleasure to be here. And your viewers, your audience, your listeners, they are so advanced. They're well aware of what's going on. And the community that you and your husband, Pastor David, have created is really inspiring. So thank you again.
Thank you.
And yes, my name is Dr. Chari. I'm a medical doctor, an integrative medical doctor, which basically means that I have knowledge of traditional medicine and also holistic and healing, I should say, wellness approaches to health. And I've been doing or been in my practice for about 27 years now. My passion is in having a holistic, natural approach, finding the root cause and addressing it with nutrition, mind-body medicine, detoxification, leading edge natural remedies, and advanced wellness technologies to get to the root cause and reverse conditions and help people get off medication and prevent them from getting on it in the first place.
That's fantastic. I call it getting off the mainstream medical merry-go-round. So many people are stuck on that. And I just want the audience to know that I have worked personally with Dr. Chari. My husband has as well. We just wanted to get like a tune-up, just to have more energy, to kind of shed the old. Dr. Chari and I met in the very beginning of all of this hogwash. And I want to assure you that she is 100% awake and aware and alert as to what's going on. She's far ahead of the game in terms of understanding the hogwash that's been sloshed all over us. So she joins me in the hashtag never have, never will club in terms of participating with all of this. Oh my gosh. Well, the word I use is hogwash that we've been through for the last few years. And friends, I've got several videos with Dr. Chari that we've done together, both public ones like this and also private. I'll let you know at the end of the broadcast here how you can learn more. And you can also get a complimentary consultation with Dr. Chari just to chat, to say, to find out what might be at the root cause of your lack of energy. Maybe you've got brain fog. I was getting some aches and pains and I'm actually really healthy, but that was because I had kind of a systemic inflammation. So detoxing the body naturally, it's something I am so interested in. My husband and I have both shed a few pounds. Oh my gosh, he's lost over 10 pounds. I think it was like 14 or 15. He wasn't even intending to lose weight, but it was getting rid of those things that were just holding us back. So I can speak from experience, and I'm so grateful to have you as the voice of authority, a sober-minded, rational voice of authority. So please tell us all about why don't we start with what is detoxing and why do we need it? And can the body do it naturally?
Yes, absolutely, Peggy. Detoxification right now in this day and age is not an option. It's absolutely not an option anymore because of everything we're exposed to. And it's very interesting that even 5,000 years ago, and even longer than 5,000 years ago, in India and in the East, and frankly, in countries around the world, detoxification was routinely done. Even when the air, the water, the food, everything was pristine, even then, on a seasonal basis, they would do detoxification cleanses. So detox is basically short for detoxification, which is removing toxins from our body. And the key is to do it in a safe and natural way. That's very, very important.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You say it's not an option, meaning it's really necessary. It's essential, if we can take that word back again. It's really required for the body. It, you know, when I think about periods of my life where I've done stringent detoxes, and you told me something a while ago that really struck me. You said you want to get healthy in order for your body to detox better. And a lot of people do it the opposite way. They'll go on a strict regimen. They'll feel horrible. And tell us about what happens. Well, let's talk about what happens and what are these toxins that that harm us? What if you're eating a healthy diet and exercising and getting good sleep? Like, is that enough or are we still bombarded?
In this day and age, we are being bombarded in every shape, way, and form, in terms of in the air, in our water, in our food, in our soil, and we think what's left really from there. And then on top of that, there's chemical toxins, thousands and thousands of chemical toxins. But in addition, there's radioactivity, heavy metals, mold, different bugs, whether it's viruses, bacteria, parasites, and fungus. And then on top of that, electromagnetic frequencies. You know, we're being bombarded from all fronts here. So that's why I say it's absolutely not an option, because all of our organs are being overwhelmed and our system is being overwhelmed. But the key is, it's not that your body doesn't want to detox or doesn't know how to detox. What happens is, with the amount of energy that we have, because all of these toxins affect our cells. And so I'll just do a quick little drawing here. If this is our cell, and then all of these toxins are being, you know, bombarding our cell here. And keep in mind, we have about 37 trillion cells. And so when all of these toxins are bombarding our cells, they affect a very important part of our organism, which is the battery pack of the cell, also known as the mitochondria. And you can think of that as a battery pack. So when all of these toxins are coming in and affecting every function of the cell, so it's affecting how our cells take in nutrients and get rid of waste, and then our cells can't make energy. So then what happens is your body needs to conserve energy. And so it's going to prioritize what is the most important issues at hand that it needs to deal with, and then take care of detoxification at another point in time. So it may stick some of these toxins in different parts of tissues and nooks and crannies. And I give a story like this. It's like, if somebody, let's say, is working all day from 9 to 5 and they're having a party at their home at 6:30, by the time they come home, you may be feeling tired, run down, and the house may be a mess. So you take everything in the house, you throw it in the closet, close the door, and hope nobody opens that door. And then you can deal with it after everyone leaves. And you have more energy to deal with it. The body is in the, you can think of that in the same way. So we need to really make sure we are replenishing our bodies with nutrients. And that will then help your body to get the more energy to then be able to release these toxins safely. That's key.
You know, I want to go back just a little bit, because you mentioned the electromagnetic energy as one of the sources of toxicity on our body. I think a lot of people are just thinking about, you know, whatever they're spraying in the air, the additives in the water. Of course, some people have had additives into their body and they probably are concerned about that as well. But I want to talk about the EMF. We can detox from that. That is amazing.
Yes. And it's very, I think, very, very critical, not just important. It's critical now that there's different pieces of technology that you can put on your cell phones, on your laptops, on your monitors, on your, you know, hard drives and all tablets and so on. It's really not an option anymore. I think it's very important, especially for people with young children, because at a very young age, when we're being bombarded with all of these electromagnetic frequencies, it will deplete the immune system and it can wreak havoc, because basically we're electrical beings. And, you know, with the word electrolytes, like when people, your doctors will check your lab reports and say, okay, well, let's look at your electrolytes. Electrolytes is basically comes from the word electricity. So it helps, electrolytes help to your cells to generate that energy. And that energy is needed to get nutrients in and waste out. So, you know, it's causing these electromagnetic frequencies are also causing disturbances in the DNA of our cells, our basic building blocks and the blueprint of our cells. And that blueprint ends up creating proteins, which then, you know, restores our organs to perfect health and so on. But if the basic blueprint of our cells is getting damaged from all of these toxins, including electromagnetic frequencies, then that's where we see diseases, chronic diseases, and, you know, cancer and other issues that are having, you know, everyone is now starting to see more and more of in our society.
And this is, we are bombarded with it, whether we like it or not. Just going somewhere, you've got Wi-Fi, you've got, you know, the 5G, and it's no surprise that a lot of people were suffering from different illnesses over the last few years. And that obviously could be, well, maybe it's not obvious to some, but now I'm realizing that could be the cause of people having these symptoms that were then told that it was related to something else that they then needed to get some kind of a cure for. And that's, it's just really troubling when there are different ways that we can go about it for healing the body. So let's talk a little bit then. We know that the body is stressed. It can't function correctly. I remember when you were teaching me about the mitochondria, and I always thought about these little, you know, the mighty mitochondria, you know, creating all the energy. And if those guys are under the gun, so to speak, I don't know if I can say that on this channel, they simply cannot create that energy. That's where you're feeling lethargic. You just don't have, you're, as they, the expression goes, you're get up and go, got up and went. And I know in the times when I've done detoxing, after a period of time, I've had so much more energy. For me, it's like, you know, doing a deep, like cleaning out you're talking about throwing everything in the closet. So the detoxing, you should take everything out, clear it out, make sure that it's not overburdened. So help us now with some of the things that we can do.
Absolutely. So it's very important to do it in a very gentle manner. A lot of people tend to, you know, buy a cleanse and then start taking a lot of different supplements and they feel horrible. They may have headaches and rashes and body aches. They may feel nauseated. Their mood may get affected, feel really irritable. And that's because it's too much at once. So I believe, and my philosophy is, slow and steady wins the race, because the more we're working in harmony with our body, you know, that's always, always the choice to take in any situation. And so, and also for people to realize, when you're doing intense candida cleanses or other cleanses, like even parasite cleanses, if your body is not prepped, remember, these bugs have been around for billions of years. So when they're killed, they have a lot of toxins within them that are released into the body, into a body that's already overloaded with so many toxins. And then it's your detoxification organs, whether it's your liver, your lungs, your kidneys, your colon, and your skin is your largest detox organ and largest organ, I should say. And so that's why people see a lot of symptoms, rashes, acne, different things happen when they're, you know, doing a cleanse, is because the body's overwhelmed. So when people say, oh, I just having a detox reaction, really speaking, you want to minimize that as much as possible, because that puts a lot of stress on the body. And the way to minimize that is by making sure of, I call it three steps. One is prevention. Step one is prevention. Step two is preparation. And then step three is detoxification. And so for preparation, there's several things that we can do, because when we realize our body releases and clears all of these toxins through two main systems in your body, that's your lymphatic system, which you can consider like the vacuum cleaner of your body. It goes in and all the tissues and organs and even our brain and drains out all of these toxins. And then our circulation, circulatory system, which is so important to get nutrients in and waste out. So you have these two beautiful systems, and the heart pumps the circulatory system. You know, that's the key purpose of the heart, is to make sure that blood, which has all of those vital nutrients, gets to the cells and also helps to get the waste out. And your lymph system, though, doesn't have a pump. So it's dependent on our breathing and movement to get that going. So that's really, really important. So the first step in prevention is eating organic produce. And I know for your listeners and viewers, this is like preaching to the choir, because I know they know this, but as much as possible, eating organic fruits and veggies, you know, grass-fed meats, pasture-raised poultry, that's all very important. Now, the little bit of a key here is that with fish, because Japan started releasing their treated nuclear radioactive waste into the Pacific Ocean from August, So, you know, we need to be a little bit mindful from the fish, because even China banned seafood from Japan.
Wow.
And that was a eye opener. So, and I'm not saying people can't eat fish, but just to be mindful. And to be honest with you, we're just being bombarded with heavy metals in every which way anyway. So, but there's two key points I wanted to make out too. There's from the Environmental Working Group. They have created, it's ewg.org, two really excellent lists. And if I could just share the screen here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I just wanted your viewers to see this. This is known as the Dirty Dozen. And these are 12 different fruits and some veggies that basically are sprayed really heavily. So that includes strawberries, spinach, some of the greens here, peaches, pears, nectarines, apples, grapes, bell peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans. So that's important to know that these are really heavily sprayed. And I'm going to give you some practical tips as well as how to clear that out. And then we have the Clean 15, which includes, you know, they have minimal sprays on it. Avocados, sweet corn, pineapple, onions, papaya, sweet peas, asparagus, melon, kiwis, cabbage, mushrooms, mangoes, sweet potatoes, watermelon, and carrots. So just wanted to bring that up, because then you know that what particular types of produce you need to pay a little bit more attention to. And then I can actually share with you and your viewers some different practical steps on cleaning the produce.
Well, those, I'm glad to see the Clean 15, because some of those are my favorites. I knew about the berries and the grapes and the strawberries, like, oh, all, you know, always, but some of those I didn't realize were some of the other foods that were heavily sprayed. So yeah, tell us more about what some tips are then. That's number one, is to bring in these organic fruits and veggies, the clean proteins when possible. I have a question for you about that. What is your opinion on the farmed fish? Because I've heard that sometimes, since it's more of a closed environment, that it might be cleaner in certain ways. I know there's pros and cons, but do you have any advice on that?
Yes, with farmed fish, it's interesting, because on one hand, yes, it would seem that they are less contaminated in terms of the heavy metals and mercury and radioactivity. And then on the other hand, the fish, what they're actually being fed is, from what I've heard, is corn, some grains, and then their feed, you know, so that's not a normal, typical diet for the fish.
No.
And so, so, you know, wild caught fish are also much leaner. And then the ones in the farm raised fish have more fat. But I'm also suspicious they have more fat, one, because they're not able to, you know, travel as they would in the wild, but also because they're being fed grains, sometimes nuts and corn and so on. And then the body will hold on to fat as a way to buffer all these toxins. And then in some places, not all, but some farm raised places, they, from what we've heard, sometimes they may be injecting a little bit of a pink dye too, so it has more of that color. So I know,
yeah,
it's hard to say.
It's a toss up.
Well,
you said something here that I want to emphasize, because the body will hold on to fat to buffer these toxins. I think that's such an important point to make, because there are so many people, you know, for, oh my gosh, a couple of decades, I've worked in health and wellness and helping people overcome sort of the emotional, you know, eating and just feeling better. And one of the things I always thought, well, and it is true that stress can lead to us holding on to those pounds also as a way of protection, and you know, the cortisol and all of those other chemicals that are going on in the body, creating a stress response where the body thinks, uh-oh, I better hang on to the reserves in case I hit a famine coming. But this is what was so interesting with my experience and also my husband's, is we didn't set out to lose weight. We weren't on a restrictive diet at all. But one of the things that we both cut out immediately was corn. And the rare occasion where I have corn, you know, go out for Mexican food, have a taco or some corn chips or something, I pay the price the following day because it irritates my digestive tract. And I'll be a little elegant there as we're talking about what that means, but my body wants to get rid of it as quickly as possible. And so that leads to that inflammation response. And when I've really, you know, gotten off the corn, gotten off the gluten, and there are plenty of other delicious things to eat that you don't have to include that. I noticed that, you know, the little aches and pain I was getting in my shoulder and neck and so forth, it really resolves. So I guess that's almost like a mild detox as well, right? Getting rid of inflammation in the body by removing these foods that are causing it. And then the side effect was weight loss without making that the goal. So I'm now coming full circle to see how that works. So it's really buffering against the toxins.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Definitely. It's our body's protective mechanism to protect our organs from all of the acids and chemicals and heavy metals and frankly, other things, other agents we're not even aware of that can really affect and harm our organs and our cells, because our cells make up our tissues make up our organs, and organs make up our bodies. So we need to protect our cells. They're like our mini-me's. We
yes.
have at least 37 trillion mini-me's in our running around in our body. And we need to treat them with so much tender, loving care, because just like you were mentioning, the insecticides, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, the glyphosate, all of these agents are very toxic to our cells. And we're seeing a rise in so many kinds of different diseases, including neurological diseases such as Parkinson's, because of all of these sprays. So the body then has to put it and needs to put it in these nooks and crannies and stick it in this fat so to protect and buffer ourselves, which is another reason why we need to prep our bodies before, you know, really starting to release that. Otherwise, it just goes in your bloodstream and then your system is just trying to say, oh my gosh, as it is, we're bombarded with so much and now we have this much more. But just as you were mentioning too, Peggy, about the emotions, our lymph system, which is, you know, the vacuum cleaner of our body, cleaning out toxins, is also really influenced by our emotions and stress. In fact, what they're finding now is our entire vacuum cleaner of our body that's sucking out all these poisons and toxins does not work as well because of stress hormones, which then create more toxins and free radicals. So emotions are a huge, huge player in our ability to detox as much as all the toxins or physical toxins we're exposed to.
Let me remind the viewers that Dr. Chari and I, along with my husband and your brother, Deepak, who also is an expert in emotional healing, we did an entire program, if you're interested, and I'll leave a link for you in the description box below. In fact, we did a couple of them, and it was about boosting your immune system and really overcoming these stressful events in our life. And we all have had some trauma, especially over the last few years. So I just love the magnificence of the body and that interplay of the emotions, the things that the intangible, the tangible, the cells, the blood, and then the emotions and the stress that we don't see, but it has an impact. And I just have to mention that in the early, early days, more than 20, oh my gosh, over 20 years ago, when I first embarked on doing a detox, just, you know, reading out of a book, and I did get sick. I got sick. I couldn't even really finish the first day because I hadn't prepared myself. I didn't do this step number one of nourishing myself with the healthy foods. I just thought, okay, starting today, I'm just going to have tea and some, you know, vegetable broth. And I couldn't even make it through the day. I had the worst headache. I felt literally nauseated. And I needed to educate myself more on doing it in a safe, natural way. So tell us, in what we've got, step number one is prepare. So don't do what I did, friends. You don't want to be sick and then give up, because I actually ended up having fantastic results when I did it correctly. And I can share this a little bit later, but what's the step number two then?
Absolutely. So then also hydration, making sure you're drinking plenty of purified water, because oftentimes, that's perfect. That's
lemon.
Perfect.
No ice. And that is organic mint and organic lemon. Uh-huh.
That's perfect. Mm.
So because, good.
And it makes the water taste delicious as well.
So good.
Right? Because also what we're finding is vitamin C and magnesium are very important to help our body release toxins, and magnesium in particular with also releasing heavy metals. So beginning your day with 2 cups of warm water, and just like you had there, you can put, maybe squeeze half a lemon in there and add some honey. Honey is very, very important for our body functions in so many ways. It increases our red blood cells, which carry oxygen. It gives us more energy. It is so vital also as an antiseptic. It's antibacterial, antifungal, anti-everything, and it lasts indefinitely and in a natural way. So imagine what that is going to do for your body. So the lemon water with honey helps to alkalize your body. It gives you minerals. It gives you vitamin C. And then afterwards, you can just, you know, drink another cup of plain water just to protect the enamel of your teeth. But it's so important because it helps also to very gently start the process of cleansing your liver and your kidneys, as well as with that 2 cups of warm water, it'll also help to open the colon, which I'll talk about in a little bit, which is really, really important. So that's critical. And then for washing your veggies, I found some neat tricks that you can do, but you know, you can wash it just under plain water. It's found that cold water works best, but even better than that, they found a 10% solution of salt water is the best. And by that, I mean, basically, it's basically one part salt. And ideally, if you can use, I would say sea salt, definitely, whenever possible. And then 9 parts of water. So what this basically turns out to be is you can use something like a tablespoon of salt and then 9 tablespoons of water, or, you know, in that kind of a ratio. And so after you add the salt to the water, you just stir it up, let the salt dissolve. And then you can put, you know, the produce in the water and then ideally soak it for anywhere between 5 to 20 minutes. They found 20 minutes is, you know, definitely better. And then after you keep it soaked in there in that water, salt water for about, you know, 5 to 20 minutes, then you just thoroughly rinse it off and then it's ready to go. And other people have used also white vinegar. The only thing is you probably will go through a lot of that white vinegar. It has a very strong smell. Mm-hmm. And then that vinegar, you know, taste comes on the veggies as well. So salt water really does a trick in removing the vast majority of the pesticides. And the other trick is you can use baking soda. And again, you fill a large bowl with some cold water, and then you put about a teaspoon of baking soda for every 16 ounces of water, and put all the veggies in there. And then after that, let it soak for the same amount of time, you know, ideally up to 20 minutes if you can, and then drain it. And then you'll, you know, scrub it. If you have a little bit of extra time, scrub it with the brush and then rinse out the veggies, and then it's ready to go. And I know it's a lot of work to do all of these things, but I'm telling you, it is absolutely, absolutely worth it, because, you know, it's not a perfect world. And we do the best that we can, but whenever we can minimize being exposed to all of these chemicals, it's just going to be better for our health ultimately.
Well, Dr. Chari, it's just so refreshing to hear a medical doctor talk about these natural, safe, holistic ways of taking care of our health. You're not getting out your prescription pad to write a prescription for us. These are things that are inexpensive, that are doable, and we are going to see results from. I mean, that is so refreshing. So keep going. What else do we need then in our system here, in our protocol?
Well, that's the key. That's the key is, and then, you know, magnesium, you can take different forms of magnesium. I think we all need it. We're all deficient in it just because of life and stress. And our soil is depleted of minerals. And, you know, people will ask me, do I really need to take supplements? I'm telling you, honestly, in this day and age, we really don't have a choice. Just as we don't really have a choice about detoxifying. And remember, 5,000 years ago, in pristine conditions, they were doing that. Especially in this day and age, we really don't have a choice. We really need to detoxify, and we do need supplements, because also with all of these sprays, you know, the quality of the soil has been, you know, damaged. Yeah. And the amount of minerals in the soil compared to, you know, our parents and our grandparents, we are not eating the same food that our parents and grandparents ate in those days. So we have to do something. And in this day and age, it's needed.
And you've said this many times, and I agree with you. The way to know is to go through your own experience. So I've taken magnesium, and I know when I need to take it, because that's when I have the sleepless nights and I'm a little bit more irritated. And I just, you know, that magnesium is being depleted under stress and other, you know, just daily habits. I'm sure drinking coffee causes the body to excrete magnesium to buffer that and other things. And so if you experience it for yourself and you realize, oh, I was deficient in this, and then we've worked together, and it's not like it, you also are managing. So sometimes you need to replenish your levels, and then you just maintain, and you may not be doing these things as, I don't know what the correct word would be, as vigorously or something over time, because now your body has been replenished and balanced. So the best way to know is to experience it for yourself. And I do want everyone to know that Dr. Chari does offer, for my lovely Healthy American audience, a complimentary phone call where you can actually get on the line with her. And would you talk a little bit about what happens in your complimentary sessions?
Yes, definitely. So in the complimentary session, it's 15 minutes. And in that time, I have you share, what are your most pressing health concerns? What questions do you have? And then I share with you what I think is taking place based on my experience and what the next steps would be. So you feel empowered.
That's so great. You know, I'm all about education, taking action as well. And I will have a link for everybody where you can reach Dr. Chari directly. In fact, before we go on, let me just quick, before I forget, I want to show everyone the website. So it's charicenter.com. And also you can go right here and schedule the free consult. So that's a place where you can go. And then I do want to show everyone that these, actually I will connect a link, because I will have a link for everyone to see the seminars that we've done together if you're interested in learning more. Well, what else have you got for us, Dr. Chari, on our detox journey here?
Yes, that after you've prepped your body and definitely minimize intake of caffeine and alcohol as well, try to drink, you know, water as much as possible, making that your main source of fluid intake. Then the next step will be that the first organ to work on for cleansing your body and detoxifying is your colon. Because oftentimes people will do a liver cleanse or other different types of cleanses, and then they end up feeling, having a lot of side effects, meaning rashes, body aches, headaches, feeling nauseated, feeling miserable, frankly. And again, a lot of people thought that was normal, that, oh, I'm doing a detox, I should be feeling horrible. That's not the case. That's not the truth at all. Wow. So that's why the prep is so important. And the colon, we need to start with the colon as far as the cleansing part goes, because your liver is going to release, which is one of your master organs for detoxifying your body, it is going to release and all of those toxins into your colon. However, if your colon is backed up, if you're constipated, if you're not having good bowel movements every day, then those toxins get reabsorbed back into your bloodstream. And then we end up feeling miserable and having all of these kinds of side effects. They call it Herxheimer. There's different names for it, but the bottom line is you feel miserable. And so that's why we need to make sure the main channel of elimination, which is your colon, is working well. And there's many ways to do that. One of which is all-time favorite is eating more, veggies and fruits. So you're getting in more fiber, and that fiber does several things. It helps to, you know, move your elimination of your bowels. That helps significantly, but also it's food for the good bacteria that live in our colon. And that's very important, because when we're constipated, and even frankly, if we're having diarrhea or any kind of bowel condition where there's a lot of inflammation, there's always an imbalance of the good and bad bacteria. And I can almost guarantee you, hands down, just with everything we're exposed to, and glyphosate and all the sprays they're putting on the food, that completely disrupts the balance of the good and bad bacteria. So the bad guys are up here and the good ones are down here. And then that leads to a whole host of other problems and inflammation. We don't break the food down properly. It leads to imbalances of our hormone levels. It causes inflammation in our joints. And then we end up absorbing all these toxins back in our bloodstream. So we need to make sure your bowels are moving well, which is why, you know, I was emphasizing about the water. And you know, you can drink about half your body's weight in water during the day just to make sure your bowels move, and eat several servings of fruits and veggies during the day. You can gradually increase if you're not used to eating that much, so that at first you don't get a lot of bloating. And then salads are very important as well. And it's nice to use really simple dressing, meaning just like olive oil or maybe a little bit of balsamic vinegar with some olive oil, but keep it simple. And the reason salads are so important is because they're bitter. And when we eat anything bitter, it helps our liver release bile, and bile helps you break down, fats and the food, and also acts as a disinfectant. That's why in Europe they start with, salads. And but we tend to douse it with, all the other dressings, which are yummy. Believe me, I understand.
Ranch dressing.
I love them all.
Yeah.
But we changed that dramatically years ago. And so fibers of any form, fruits, vegetables, and salads is very important. Then water. And then, like I was mentioning before, the lymph system, which is key in cleaning out toxins from our body and our brain. And the pump for that is you, meaning movement and breathing. That's how we can clean that, clean our lymph out. And our lymph system is also very, very much needed and critical in supporting our immune system. So that's very important.
Go ahead. I was going to say, it's so interesting that you said that we also have that same lymphatic activity going on in our brain. That's amazing. No wonder we feel better when we're eating better, when we de-stress. And that's fascinating. I think people think of, the lymphatic system just, in the joints of the body, like the shoulders, the hips, and so forth. But that is incredible.
Oh, absolutely. It's a complete network. And in fact, when we're sleeping at night, which is why, good quality sleep is so important, that's when our brain is literally detoxifying through the lymphatic system, which are, the vessels that go into the brain and cleanse your brain of all of these toxins, which
Amazing.
We're ridden of. And when we have also inflammation in our gut, they call it the gut-brain connection. Yeah. When our gut is inflamed, our brain can literally get inflamed. And then we have brain fog. We don't know sometimes why we're doing certain things, why we walked in a room. And, it can be really frustrating and it can be scary also sometimes, wondering, oh my God, what's happening? So that's why gut health is so important, because your brain health will improve. And also when the balance of the good and bad bacteria is in check, then all the poisons and toxins, these parasites, candida, and bacteria release, they can make their way into our brain as well. So along with other toxic chemicals and everything else we've been speaking about, and heavy metals. So that's why it's so important to make sure our lymph is moving well, that we're healing our gut and working on our gut. And by gut, I mean our entire digestive system. And, so if you need to take something to move your bowels, there's magnesium citrate, there's other herbs, which I more customized for my patients based on their needs. But take something, do something to make sure that you should have a bowel movement every day. Sometimes people say, oh, my doctor said that, I'm having it twice a week. That's okay. No, so it's so important. You need to move your bowels every day. And just to mention as well, even sometimes the positioning of how we have a bowel movement, there's these little things that you can put underneath your toilet. One is called the squatty potty. There's different things you can put just to kind of raise your legs up a little bit to align the position of your colon better, so you eliminate easier, and that prevents hemorrhoids and a whole host of other colon issues as well. So, but remember, main thing, emphasize, I cannot emphasize this enough, that you need to make sure your bowels are working number one through number 10 before you even remotely start any other any other detoxification program. That is critical.
That is so important. We're going to be airing this over the holidays, coming into the holidays and sort of the eating times. That's when a lot of people really notice that they're having problems with their digestion, their bloating, elimination, and all of that. So we wanted to bring this information to you in advance. So as you're, you're not just putting your health aside just because it's the holidays, you can still enjoy yourself without doing it at your own expense. So we talked about preparing, we talked about getting the bowels working correctly. What else in our journey here?
That I would say is the key.
Okay.
Because once, and maybe at some point we can do a part two, well, I'll go into other cleanses, but the bowels need to work very well before really introducing anything else. That's key.
So how about some, we talked a little bit about the don'ts when it comes to detoxification. Don't just jump in. Don't do it radically. Get yourself prepared. What would be some other recommendations, like, you know, to avoid, to make sure that people don't feel worse than better?
Yes. Also, be sure to self-love, I think, is very important. Take time out to enjoy yourself. Also, to rest and relax is very important, Peggy, because honestly, and this is not emphasized enough in really speaking in general, is that how our emotions play a huge role in our body's ability to heal and detoxify and to be nourished. And because when we're under a chronic state of stress, when those stress hormone levels stay up and consistently stay up for long periods of time before they're being addressed, then what happens is there's a lot more free radical damage, meaning these toxins can damage our cells and so on and so forth and lead to a whole host of other issues. But when we take time to enjoy ourselves, to get out into some fresh air, sunshine, or if it's colder where you tend to live, it's okay. Just to be out and get that fresh air is so, so important. I can't emphasize that enough. And to take time for yourself. Know that you deserve to take time for yourself. I know the holidays can get very busy and hectic, and we tend to put ourselves last. But make sure that you make yourself your number one priority. Make that your gift to yourself. Exercise, but do things that are really fun for you and your loved ones, and then also making sure you take time to rest, sleep earlier. You know, don't push yourself so hard. I can't even tell you what that will do as much as any supplement by just giving back to yourself.
Oh, that's such good advice. You know, the holidays come around and some people put so much pressure. They have to do it right. They have to, you know, there are so many things that you don't need to do during the holidays, and you can streamline, you can simplify, you can identify those things that are really important to you, and then you can let go of the rest. You know, maybe have other people help you with some of the things that you might always take on your own, or just, you know, decide that this year we're going to take a pass on some of those things. And I do want to mention that there are so many parts to these holidays that don't have to revolve around food. I think there's a lot of emphasis that is put on the specialty dishes, which can be made deliciously, healthfully, and you can still enjoy them in moderation. So the idea that you're just going to, you know, kind of do all of your overeating for the holidays and then start fresh in January. Think of all the years. It doesn't really work that well. You want to be able to enjoy yourself with a good amount of energy, feelings of well-being, and not, you know, indigestion and bloating and inflammation and all of the other things that can come from overindulgence. And it's actually not enjoyable after a certain point. So I really like that idea of treating yourself well, taking time. I think a lot of us, including, put myself in that category, I think the emotional eating happens under these periods of stress. You're looking for a way to take a break and to take care of yourself. But there are superior ways of doing it that you can identify. And that's even a great, just like make a list of some of the things you love about the holidays that don't have to do with food. And, you know, come up with four or five things. Maybe it's the music or the lights or the spending time with, you know, family members or shopping, or maybe you've got vacation time because you're not working. So think about balancing that as well. And some of this is advice I'm giving to myself. So Dr. Chari, it is always a pleasure to have you here. I want to give you a few more minutes here to tell us what else we might need to do or think about on our detox journey. And I'll let you have the last word here.
Well, I think you summarized it beautifully, Peggy. I think it's so important to realize that you deserve to put yourself first. Make sure you make yourself and your health your number one priority, and not out of a fear mode. I know I spoke a lot about what we're being exposed to, but on a practical level, it's really important to know. But at the same token, it's important to also realize that as we give back to ourselves, as we nourish our soul basically by doing things that you love to do, that give you joy, give you pleasure. Even, you know, what they say is first thing in the morning to do some form of exercise, and nothing very strict or strenuous, but it's just the fact that, oh, I'm taking care of myself. I'm making sure I make myself the priority. As they say, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before anybody else. So that's really important. And I know the holidays can be tricky for many people, you know, in terms of feeling lonely and in terms of, so it's very important at this particular time also to know that you're not alone. And there's many groups, either you can, you know, different churches you can go to or whatever your religious background may be, that you can go for different services and connect with people in that way. There's different groups you can look on online that you can, you know, join with others. But make sure that you reach out to others and not feel isolated. I think that's the key, is to know that you're not alone, you're not isolated, even though at times it may feel that way. And just to nourish your soul and your spirit as much as you do your body. And for any underlying emotional issues, make sure that you take care of them. Don't think that, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this way or that way, but actively address in whichever way feels comfortable for you. But make sure that the stress or anxiety is not just building up your system without diffusing that. Very important.
That is so good to hear, Dr. Chari. That is so reassuring. Friends, I would love if you would consider Dr. Chari to be a part of your healing team. She has helped me tremendously. We've known each other now for several years through the thick and thin of the ups and downs of what we've been going through. It's so funny you mentioned putting on the oxygen mask. That's the only mask I would ever consider if needed. And but it is important because you're not of use to anyone unless you are taking care of yourself. So this is such an encouraging discussion as always. If you would stick with me for just a moment, I want everybody to please check out all of the links that I have for you in the description box below. Get your free consultation, take a look at the Chari Center where you can see all the modalities that are available to you. And also I'll have a link for you if you want to learn more by going into the deep dives on a couple of private webinars that we've put together. And then you can always find me on my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. And that's where I do some written analysis of deep dives on important topics that you want to hear about. So I know I'm going to have you back, Dr. Chari. It's always great to have your clear teaching that is so positive. And I want everyone to know that, again, Dr. Chari is here for you and wherever you are in your healing journey. And if you feel that maybe you've made some choices that you regret about how you've been taking care of your body, it is never too late to start that healing journey. So thank you so much, Dr. Chari. Stick with me and everybody, I will see you in an upcoming broadcast. And of course, over at thehealthyamerican.org.